It's Friday, time for our weekly chat with the Sacramento Business Journal. Scott Rodd from the Biz Journal joins us now. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Steve.
Let's talk about Verizon. On Monday, the company launched its in-home 5G internet service in Sacramento, promising super fast speeds for users. But there was another story about Verizon on that same day.
Right. A Sacramento County judge issued a ruling that the city, in working with Verizon to set up the infrastructure for its 5G service, violated an existing contract with another company.
What's the backstory on this lawsuit, and what exactly did the judge say?
So in 2017, Sacramento announced a partnership with Verizon, where the company pledged to invest around $100 million to make Sacramento one of the first U.S. cities with 5G connectivity. The partnership also included the rollout of smart city technology in Sacramento, such as Wi-Fi access in parks, as well as improved traffic controls at intersections. Unlike previous generations of wireless connectivity, which relied on those big, unsightly cell towers, Verizon would need to set up a bunch of small antennas around the city to establish a 5G network. Those antennas would go on city assets like light poles, and in exchange for its investment in the city, Verizon would be granted millions of dollars in lease waivers for using those city assets. It was also granted access to city conduit to lay down fiber cables.
But the city already had a contract with another company?
Yeah, a wireless consulting firm called XG Communities. The contract was for marketing and leasing those city assets like city light poles to wireless carriers. XG Communities would generate revenue by taking a portion of the rent on those leased assets that would house the antennas. Earlier this year, the company filed a lawsuit against the city, and on Monday, as you mentioned, the judge handed down a tentative ruling in favor of XG.
Well, what happens now? Verizon already has those antennas up. What'll happen with those?
That's a good question. The CEO of XG, John Clary, told the Business Journal that there is high demand among carriers for city assets to set up those antennas, and he suggested a number of those assets that support Verizon's antennas could go to other carriers.
And how will this affect Verizon's 5G network in Sacramento and the company's partnership with the city?
That's still unclear. The city has continued to tout the rollout of Verizon's 5G network in Sacramento, but Mayor Steinberg's office and the city attorney's office didn't provide much to the Business Journal in the way of substantive comment on the lawsuit and the ruling. Also, it's worth noting that it is a tentative ruling, which means the city has about 2 weeks to object to it in court before the ruling becomes final.
Okay, well, let's switch gears here. It looks like a new ice cream shop will be moving into a mixed-use project at Q and 15th Streets in Sacramento.
That's right. On a lighter note, the popular Davis ice cream shop, The Good Scoop, is planning to open a new location at the Midtown Development within the next year. The Good Scoop location will be among the retail tenants at the development, which will have 8.5 stories with 75 luxury rental apartments and about 8,700 square feet of ground floor retail.
So what's this place like, The Good Scoop?
Well, they place a focus on locally sourced ingredients and offer both dairy and non-dairy varieties. The shop will have traditional ice cream selections, but also some pretty funky flavors, too, such as basil ice cream.
All right. Scott Rodd from the Sacramento Business Journal, thank you.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org.